USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is sending U.S. troops to Europe in the wake of Russian posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade combat team and key enablers to Poland, and the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
The 8,500 troops announced earlier this week will remain on standby. The Washington football team has introduced the new name and logo of its NFL franchise, the Washington Commanders. The new president of the Commanders is Jason Wright, a black American, first to hold such a title in the NFL. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The cheap seats at this year's Super Bowl in Southern California will cost you more than an arm and a leg.
It'll cost more than $6,000 for a seat in the nosebleed section to watch the Los Angeles Rams and Cincinnati Bengals in Super Bowl 56. Secondary markets like StubHub and Ticketmaster are selling seats in the top level of SoFi Stadium for at least $5,500, plus almost another $1,000 in fees. The really good seats are going for around $78,000. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Spacecraft controllers have begun powering up the four cutting-edge instruments on NASA's James Webb Space Telescope as they prepare for the observatory's first glimpse at a target star. The star is located 241 light-years from Earth and part of the constellation Ursa Major. The images will not be used for science, but will help ground teams align the 18 golden segments of Webb's 21-foot-wide main mirror. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Republican Representative Dan Muser of Pennsylvania last night on Newsmax TV says the Biden administration's mismanagement of Russia's threat to Ukraine, including allowing a buildup at the country's border over the summer, is all too obvious.
We, from the very beginning here, we kind of let things unfold without the United States having a seat at the table. Afghanistan had a lot to do with this, the buildup over the summer. You know, we let the barbarians get to the gate, and now we are reacting in the appropriate, necessary manner, providing a unified message, more or less, from our allied forces and the right equipment to the Ukraine, and the idea of putting troops on alert and putting troops into the Balkans. You know, just listening to our Pentagon spokesperson right there, taking anything off the table. Look, the last thing the U.S. wants to see is American troops with going up against Russian troops. But the idea of taking that off the table like that, I don't know, that's almost like rule one. You just don't do that. The mismanagement that's taken place along the way is all too obvious by the Biden administration.
The U.S. Federal Trade Commission will reportedly be taking the reins on reviewing Microsoft's intended acquisition of Activision Blizzard Entertainment. Bloomberg reports that a source pointed to the FTC taking the lead role in investigating the proposed takeover. The role of the review is to determine whether the near $70 billion deal could harm consumers. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.